There were phone calls and emails between Horn and Kathleen Wynne prior to the general election. She was operating what was supposed to be an independent campaign committee. But Tammy Eigenheer said evidence they had illegally coordinated their efforts was circumstantial. Eigenheer said they could just as easily have been chatting about a pending real estate deal and not the $500,000 TV ad attacking Democrat Felicia Rollini that Wynne's committee was running on Horn's behalf. Horn said that's why he fought the charges.
It's a vindication. It supports what I've been saying all along, that there was no coordination.
Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk has 30 days to decide whether to accept the report or reject it, pushing the case into Superior Court. No matter what, Horn's political problems may not be over. FBI agent Brian Grahowski, tailing Horn, said he witnessed a minor hit and run, asserting Horn did not stop because he was trying to hide an affair. Horn won't comment on that allegation, but noted that Eigenheer found Grahowski had lied on the stand about a conversation with a witness.
We found out how credible this guy's testimony is, haven't we?
Horn faces Mark Brnovich in the GOP primary, and if he survives that, a rematch in November against Rodolini. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.